Hamilton. You're listening to BBC Radio Devon. It's Pippa with you. At the time, it's 23 minutes to one. Now, at 70 years young, singer-songwriter Linda Lemon has finally released her debut album, and the title couldn't be clearer. It really is About Time. Linda, I'm so pleased to say, is with us now. Afternoon, Linda. Why has it taken you? Why has it taken you so long then?
Well, you know, having babies, getting married, you know, all this takes its toll on us women.
Oh, life just gets in the way, doesn't it?
It certainly does, yeah, and it passes by so quickly. Especially when you're over 50.
I love your story. I've been finding out a little bit more about it. You've got good friends who are no strangers to the music industry. Linton Guest, of course, from Love Affair, and Andy McMaster from The Motors. And wasn't it their encouragement that was the catalyst for all this?
Yes, that's right. I actually lost my husband to motor neurone disease, and I decided I needed a bit of a break from my normal routine. So I moved to some musicians and artists accommodation in Beer Regis in Dorset. And that's where I moved next door to Linton Guest, who was the keyboard player in The Love Affair, which was a band in the 1960s. Yeah, it's a great song, Everlasting, and it is an everlasting song that's still played on the radio today.
So you became friends with him and also with Andy?
Yes, that's right. Andy, his friend, and my other neighbour, Andy McMaster, was the main singer of The Motors, who had one hit with Airport in the 1970s. And he's still making records too.
God, I bet the evenings and socialise is just amazing. Everyone's got some fantastic stories to tell.
Yeah, beats an old people's home.
Oh, I bet. So it was them telling you, come on, Linda, it's about time. You've worked in the industry, yes, really for all of your life. I mean, you're so talented. You play guitar, you're a vocalist, you play the ukulele, double bass, as well as songwriting. And it's been a real lifelong passion for you.
Yes, it's a great way to keep you mentally stable and keep you going and stop you getting down and lift you and entertain people and keep other people happy too.
And teaching youngsters really important for you as well, because you've done songwriting workshops, haven't you, for children?
Yeah, that's a passion of mine. I have grandchildren, of course, and I encourage them as much as I can with playing instruments. I always have them lying around, and I've done quite a few festivals, done children's events at festivals and in libraries, and I introduce the ukulele and guitar and let them play with the instruments and sing silly songs.
And 2 years ago, I know, was a really big year for you during UNESCO's International Year of Light celebrations.
Yes, that was a very big year. During the course of my journey, I met a soprano called Caterina Mina, who is a beautiful woman and a wonderful singer. And I was so surprised when she wanted to record some of my songs, because they weren't really written in the classical style, but she did a crossover version of them. And two of them ended up being performed at UNESCO in Paris to officially open the International Year of Light, which is held every year now.
In
May the 16th. Yeah.
And to be part of that must have been really special.
Yeah, it was really. I really felt very proud. Yeah.
Now, we know another rather special supporter of yours has been Brian May. You've produced and you've released songs for his charity, but wasn't it a Woodland that first brought you together?
Yes. During my time in Beer Regis, I discovered that somebody, I wasn't sure who it was, had bought 160 acres of former farmland to make into a native wood instead of having buildings and houses built on it. And being a big nature lover, I was so pleased that I wrote the new Woodland song. And it wasn't until after I'd written that I discovered it was Brian May. And it was actually his Woodland management company that sent the song to him. And he got straight back to me and asked me to perform it live for the official tree planting ceremony.
Wow. How did that go?
It was great. I mean, I had no time. I, do you know, it was a nightmare organising things, but I do like to organise. I got this school children recorded, which was the most difficult part, but we got there, and a ladies' choir, and it was a community effort. And then got them all gathered there, and Brian turned up, and he was just a few yards away. But I was concentrating so much on making it happen. I had no time to be nervous. And the main thing was that Brian really loved it. So it was all worth it.
Oh, such an icon. And he's been really encouraging then for your new album?
Yes, he's encouraged me to keep going. Let's put it that way. I mean, he's, you know, near my age group, and he's still going. He's 73 now, so if he can do it, I'm sure I can.
Definitely. Has he always been on the bucket list then, Linda, to get this album in the bag?
Well, you know, I just write songs. I just seem to go through my life, and I get an idea, and I write it down, and it gets shoved into a folder, and I'll think, oh, one day I'll do that. So the day has come, and it's thanks to lockdown.
Oh, so have you sort of brought back those songs then? So a lot of them were written many years ago, and they're featuring on the album?
Yes, I decided I'd go back to the ones that I'd hidden away. Because I was limited in choice of musicians because of the lockdown, so I contacted some guys in Nashville who were working remotely. So for this first album, it's restricted to country sounds. So I picked out the ones that really suited that genre, but I've got lots more to pick up yet.
Wonderful. So this has been produced in Nashville, USA, in Dorset, and in Manchester.
Yes, that's right.
Wonderful. We're going to play one of the singles, Real Love, from the album now. I know that about time the album is released on the 30th of October, so the end of this month. But Real Love, one of the tracks from it. What can you say about Real Love by way of an introduction?
Well, it was Linton and Andy, really, that inspired me to write the song, because they were really supportive at a very difficult time for me. And it's about, really, you know, people go through a lot of hurt in their lives, but it's only love that can really heal you. And it's time. And it's people giving you time and hugging you and listening that really matters to get you through trauma. And that's what they did for me. So it came out in this song.
How wonderful. We shall listen to it in a moment. It's so great to speak to you, Linda. I hope that this is the first album of many to come.
Yes, well, I'm going to keep going, because it looks like we're going to be in lockdown for a while.
Well, it looks like it. Best of luck with the new album. It's so lovely to speak to you, Linda. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, can I just mention that it's out on pre-order today. So if anybody likes, they can go on digital stores, and especially iTunes. I know that's out. And pre-order the album, so that would be lovely. Thank you.
The album is called About Time. Linda Lamont. Linda, thanks for joining us. Best of luck. hasn't she? Real Love, Linda Lemon. That's one of the tracks from her brand new album. It's called About Time. It is available online now. I keep thinking it must be amazing to live where she does. So on one side, one of the neighbours is Linton Guest from The Love Affair, and on the other side is Andy McMaster from The Motors. The social events. Just imagine the barbecues. How wonderful!